It is said, with truth, that the body is the most perfect chemist imaginable. Let us consider how it works. Food is transformed into blood, blood into tissue in its proper relation and place. Naturally, we are led to investigate what controls all this work. What controls the endocrines, the ductless glands? Now, the answer to this may not seem so apparent, for we are pushing our inquiries into a little explored realm. In view of what we have already studied, you will be inclined to answer at once. The creative spirit controls the endocrines. Yes, but how? In a word, my beloved, through the radiant energy emanating from the inmost center. We have seen how the theory of the atom was changed to that of the electron, thence into the theory of the eon. Now, in quite recent years, almost months, we have learned a very great deal about what is called the atomic theory. We know a very great deal about atomic bombs and the hydrogen bombs and so on and so on. But it is very likely that all of us together have found that the eon is a unit of electric energy. We therefore conclude that all matter is electric, radioactivity. Science admits this, that all matter is electronic energy, crystallized, solidified, massed. Then you remember we followed on and saw that the creative spirit, which we likened to a magnet, held together the particles of the body by the attractive power resident in the magnet. And in our meditations, we found that this was a process of embodiment. This is the way that embodiment takes place. Now, it is by no means easy to form an idea of an eon, a unit of energy. You have witnessed a whirlwind, perhaps. Well, now, those who have witnessed a whirlwind know that they would not have seen it at all unless it had carried dust. But having seen the effect, they know that the motion of the wind is in a spiral, revolving to a center from the circumference. Imagine this infinitely small, so small that the mind cannot conceive of it as an entity. In the steel magnet, we see the principle of attraction and repulsion. Here, our analogy fails, for our piece of steel does not contain life in itself, in the same way as do the human magnets, you and me. So that when the steel magnet shorts, that is, exhausts its magnetism, the two poles exhaust equally. But not so the human magnet. The stream of life is positive. Creation, therefore, is positive. Hence, constructive. The stream of life is positive. Creation, therefore, is positive. Hence, constructive. For the life of the human magnet is being, reality, absolute, the thing that is, the whole thing. Of course, It is inconceivable to the finite human intellect. Now, the negative attitude of man loads up this beautiful positive stream of life. It is as if one, two, or more plates in a battery were weakened, soddened by our negative thinking and resulting emotions. When this happens, the endocrines become sluggish, weak, incapable of carrying on their work of repair and maintenance. The balance is lost. Consequently, degeneration sets in. Now, my beloved, let us think as we proceed. Science has discovered beyond doubt, that when the endocrines are in this condition, they may be stimulated by light waves, purple ray, X-rays, rays emanating from radium, and other radioactive elements. The process of stimulation is known as ionization. Again, in the gland operation, only one gland can be transplanted, though this is the principal master gland of the human body. It is quite impossible to get the knife to the pineal gland. The mammary glands may be removed, but cannot be replaced. Nor may the spleen be touched. It is evident that rejuvenation by operation can at best be only partial, and therefore, in the light of the subject which we are studying, ineffective. Now, my beloved, in mental physics, in these early stages, we are not entering into a discussion or criticism of modern medical methods. That would be foolish. For we know that until man learns what his true nature is, that is, what the Creator is, he will needs have to be advised by doctors as to the best means for him to regain his lost health. What has been discovered by science regarding the glands of the human body is simply nothing short of wonderful. And yet I feel personally that in the light of true mental physics, science has yet only begun. Our claim is that anything that is external to the me of me, the spiritual of me, the I am of me, is and can be only temporary. There is a better way, a safe way, a way that need never fail, a method that is only limited by our ability and zeal in operating the law. All the endocrines may be stimulated, ionized, by our thought. We cannot touch certain glands with a knife, but we can with our thought. We can with our thought. We can go anywhere and do anything with and in our meditations. So, my beloved, you are most solemnly invited at this stage quietly to sit and think on these things. Think of the force of thought when, in deep meditation, one tells himself the truth in the profound statement, sublime yet simple, I am health. That is truth. When you make this affirmation with silence yet deep emotional feeling and a conviction that nothing can shake, that you are telling yourself the truth, then the effect is that every part of you is being ionized. You do not say that you will be health. You claim it now. Tomorrow, remember, never comes. The method may be applied to all the qualities, for it is the law. Claim them in the present, not in the future, for they exist now. Yesterday, today, tomorrow, forever. They exist now in the creative spirit which you are. When you say that you will be young, you're putting it off. Tomorrow, you say it again. And I repeat, we know that tomorrow never comes. It is always ahead of us. We never get to it. We are like the donkey whose rider dangles a carrot on the end of a stick before its nose. But the poor animal never gets any nearer to the carrot. Tomorrow I will be well. Tomorrow I will be happy and more successful. Tomorrow I will be wealthy. No. A fool's paradise. Today I am well. Today I am youth. Today I am health. And so on and so on. No. Not even today. But now. This magic moment. And my beloved, what more can you desire or demand? Now you and I are ionizing every particle of our being. We are rejuvenating every cell and tissue. We are annulling the negative. We are establishing the positive. We are using, which is our divine right, the creative force of the creative spirit. We are directing the subconscious mind to build youth, beauty, health, wealth, happiness, success in every form. My beloved, is there now any need whatever to urge you to continue with your good work? Close your eyes. Feel the reverberation of these truths echoing and re-echoing through your being. I am youth. I am beauty. I am health. I am wealth. I am happy. Peace be with you forevermore.